Now we're talking about high maintenance comedy. So you might remember a little while ago, so we did cover a weekly comedy show called What She Said Comedy. It was Sydney's first all-female room, which was responding to the lack of inclusivity at open mic nights in the scene. And sadly, the room has since been on hiatus for about a month, and it left so many within the community wanting more to be done. So high maintenance comedy is Sarah Gall, Jacinta Gregory, and Ganeet Kaur's response to that whole. And they are in the studio with us now to talk a little bit more about it. Good morning, Sarah and Izzy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much for coming in. So I guess to start off with, What She Said was the original sort of room that did start up, and it was a response to how open mic nights were being run in Sydney. So could you maybe paint a bit of a picture of like what it's like being a female comic in Sydney?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't think it's a Sydney specific thing. I think it's kind of everywhere. It's comedy, I think, has always been, to me at least, quite a bro-y sort of culture. The majority of comedians are male. The rooms are run by people who identify as male, which, you know, when you've got kind of a bro club going on, can make it a little difficult and a little scary to break in as someone who identifies as a woman.
I think the thing is, when you're doing a room and you're the only woman on the lineup, sometimes it feels like you're holding up the banner for women. You are the one woman, and just say, you know, you don't do well or whatever that night, it's like, oh great, yeah, women aren't funny. And it's surprising that still happens, that people are like, oh wow, you're a woman and you're funny, you know?
Yeah, it's literally 2019, but you know, we still get comments.
Yeah, that, you know, yeah. I think that the landscape is so much better than it was in Sydney, you know, in the 80s and like early 90s. And I think a lot of women comics have definitely done so much groundbreaking work, you know, they've walked so we can run, so to speak, but there still is a lot of work to be done in that space.
Absolutely.
Definitely. And so What She Said, for people who aren't familiar with the room, was wildly popular, but that's sort of since ended. Could you talk a little about like what the response was like when that show ended?
Yeah, so the people who run What She Said have kind of, you know, moved overseas, and you know, it was obviously time for them to take a break, because running a weekly room is a lot of work. And, you know, as soon as that was announced, people were, you know, really disappointed.
People were grieving.
People were grieving, it was true.
Yeah, when they announced it on the Facebook page, the response from everyone, it was kind of like, this room is so important to us.
Absolutely. And like, obviously, like that came, that disappointment and grieving came from a place of love, because, you know, the room was so popular, and a lot of comics I know who identify as female kind of did their first sets at What She Said, and the thought of that room not being there for, you know, future comedians, or for, you know, female comics to, you know, test out material in, you know, what feels like a more sort of friendly environment was pretty horrifying. Definitely myself included.
Yeah, I spoke to Lily Starr, who's a comedian,
and a great comedian.
On the last night of What She Said, I was like, oh, so, you know, when you don't do this room, like, what other rooms do you kind of do? Like, this is it. Like, I don't want to do any other. Like, this room is everything. Like, I love this room so much, and I'm so heartbroken. And I think that's how we all feel.
It's definitely a space that's created a massive sense of support and community for
community,
people
who
maybe might not feel supported enough to go do it on their own, but also, like, as a great space to experiment and try new material, because you guys have since taken over and started up your own new show, which kind of follows in the same vein. But are there any differences with high maintenance comedy?
High maintenance, basically the way it started is like, as you've said, What She Said ended, and we thought, we can't kind of end this.
There can't be a vacuum.
The space is there at the Chipper Hotel, an incredibly wonderful and supportive venue, and also physically just a great space for comedy downstairs there at the Chippo. And so myself and Jacinta Gregory, who's another Sydney-based comic, got together and thought we can run this space because the framework's already there. The space is there. The audience is there. The thirst for the room is there. And then we got Gunit Kaur on as an assistant producer. Izzy, who's with me in the studio, was actually on our very first big opening night.
Debut, could baby. You talk a bit about your experience on that first opening night? Like, what was it like?
It was amazing. I felt so honoured to be there and perform on the opening night because these spaces are so special to us. And it was a real privilege to be able to be there and say some dumb bits and
get people to laugh.
It's not just stand-up, is it, either? Because, Sarah, you're a musical improviser and comedian with Jacinta. So is there anything other than stand-up that we can expect at a high maintenance comedy show?
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, if it's comedy, we'll put it on. Jacinta's been talking about, you know, moving forward in 2020, having some more sort of variety nights. We love a theme, so we're going to do some themed nights moving forward. We actually have a Christmas show on the 15th of December that is very sort of festive, sort of themed. Yeah, I think as long as it's comedy, and I mean, comedy obviously comes in so many different forms. You've got like improv comedy, musical comedy, stand-up.
Sketch.
Yeah. There's probably others that I am not thinking of. But
it's interesting because like myself, I do some like alternative stuff. It's not necessarily just talking.
And what do you mean by alternative? Could you like unpack that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. So I'll use like sound stuff, or I'll have like, I'll do like, I've got this like magic stuff, like just like a variety of like alternative stuff, just essentially things that isn't just standing up and being like, hello, how is airplane food? Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Great joke though.
Yeah, thank you. And
very untrodden territory.
It's groundbreaking.
I'm brave. Yeah. But having this space to do alt stuff is also so important, like going in and knowing that the audiences are going to be accepting of that. Because you can go into some rooms where everyone's just being like, yeah, the weather, and then you get up and you're like, ah, and they just don't know how to react to it. Like, what is going on? Who is this freaky girl?
When I was doing comedy in New York, people reacted to me bringing piano into the room like I was literally bringing like a giant cockroach. They were just like, where's it gonna go? How long do you need to set? You don't have time to set up. You have 20 seconds to set up, or else we have to get you off. Like, people.
I thought you were gonna say I brought a massive cock into the room, and I was like, geez, like, okay.
There was at least one in every room I did.
We don't need any
more. I don't need to BYO.
No. So for those like who might be listening right now and have sort of listened to this story and think maybe I want to go to the Chippo tomorrow and go see a performance, but then if someone said, hey, like maybe I want to do something like that, who can get involved in a show like this? Do you have to be established?
Absolutely not. You can be established. You can be new. If you have lived experience as a woman, we would love to hear from you. So our website is www.highmaintenancecomedy.com. On the website, you can get in touch with us. You can sign up to perform. You can also buy tickets there as well. So that's kind of our little hub. You can also see a really fun promo video that we put together with a bunch of comics who do the show.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Izzy Phillips and Sarah Gall. They have been talking about high maintenance comedy. There is a show that kicks off tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. at the Chippo, and tickets are just, are they $10?
So they're $10 online, $15 at the door, and we have Jen Fricker headlining tomorrow, which we're so excited about.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. It sounds like it's going to be an absolute killer show. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, guys.
Thanks for having us.